If you are interning in a different city, you'll most probably need one more thing other than your stipend, and that is a good home. Because if you don't come back to a place you like, then you'll spoil your sleep and dinner, and if you spoil your sleep and dinner, you'll spoil the next day at work, and the chain doesn't stop. When I came to Bangalore, I had zero experience at house searching or the process of selecting a home. My parents also didn't know how stuff worked in Bangalore. So, how do you make sure that you make this easy for yourself? How do you find a good PG or apartment? How do you deal with the brokers and how is the paperwork like? And what are some quick tips that can make your life easy? Stay tuned as I'll be answering all of these questions in detail and without any filter. So, without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to Episode 4, Season 2 of Take It Easy. Now, rules change time to time, city to city, so whatever I mention here might not be exactly relatable to you or applicable to you, so make sure you pick what suits your situation, otherwise don't pick anything at all. Now, I'd strongly suggest you to visit the city you'll be working at 7 days before your internship begins. This is because you won't get time to house hunt during your internship. If possible, have a friend who's interning in the same company with you. Having an office-going roommate helps you feel comfortable and travel together on time. Your apartment can be of three types: unfurnished, semi-furnished, or fully furnished. Unfurnished means that it's just an empty house. No bed, no geyser, no washing machine, nothing. This means you'll either have to rent everything or buy it all. Semi-furnished means it'll have the basics, maybe a geyser, maybe an almira, you know, it depends on place to place. And fully furnished means that people have already lived in that place, so you'll have everything you need in a house. Most places are semi-furnished, so you need to first consider the cost of your home's rent and then calculate how much you'll pay for the things you'll rent. Renting furniture has become easier than before as multiple startups and websites have come up with good quality, you know, rentable furniture. Now, there are two strategies students usually take. The first one suits if you have a tight budget. The second one is for those who can spend a little more. In most cases, your office would be located in an expensive area. If you have a low budget, you'll get an affordable home 3 to 4 kilometers away. Now, when I looked for a home, a single bed PG that was 3 to 4 kilometers away would cost me around 10 to 12,000 per month. And you know, fully furnished, decent looking place, but no meals included. The price was good, but the catch is that traveling even 3 to 4 kilometers away during rush hours can consume 2 to 3 hours of your life every single day. Now, this traffic is subjective from city to city, so you need to calculate your own time span. Plus, getting a cab or an auto during these rush hours is extremely difficult. Therefore, you might get a house far away at a cheaper price, but you'll spend a lot of time, physical and mental energy, chasing cabs and chasing autos. Now, every apartment expects you to sign an 11-month lease. So if you're going for a summer internship, you'll have a tough time getting a place just for 2-3 months. Therefore, you need to begin before itself, you know, start searching a month beforehand. There are some living spaces that give 2 months too, but you'll have to spend a lot of time getting their numbers from Google and checking their distance on Google Maps. And if you want to go for an apartment, things become slightly more complex because when you're just boys, some tenants hesitate giving their homes to bachelors, so that might also be an issue. What I ended up doing was, I took an expensive room that was walking distance from my office. I pay more rent than anyone I know, but I save a lot of time. I save almost 2 to 3 hours every single day, and I don't spend time chasing cabs and Uber, so I am spending zero money on Uber. Even if you're spending 100 rupees one side, in your auto or your Uber, that is 200 rupees going and coming. And that is around 5 to 6,000 rupees a month. So make sure that you make these calculations right before you take a decision. You need to add up all the expenses from that home. Now, If you look for apartments, you'll have to deal with someone who is known as a broker. A broker connects you with all the possible apartment owners. He would make your searching very easy because he would already know which places are available. He charges something known as a brokerage fee on top of the basic house rent. So make sure that you ask about that fee beforehand and check if you can afford it. In some cases, you need to deposit 1 month's rent as security as well, and it'll be given back to you when you leave the house. I also saw some homes that required me to pay a monthly maintenance fee on top of the basic rent. And I am mentioning all these things not to panic you, but just to tell you that these things also exist, because when I heard about them, you know, I just thought that it's just the rent. I mean, all I need to do is pay the rent, but it's not just paying the rent. There are so many things that I need to take care about, you know, once you even find the house. So there are many houses without these extra charges too, but if you really want a comfortable place, you'll have to pay the price. Now, some important heads up. Never visit strange apartments alone with your friend, even if a person insists. Always be on a call with your parents, or the most suggested thing to do is have a video call whenever you're looking for houses. Getting a home requires verified paperwork. From what I could understand, there are two kinds of documents, notarized and registered. If you're taking a place for less than 12 months, your paperwork would be notarized. It is less complicated than registering. If your lease is more than 12 months, you need to get it properly registered. These are the recommended norms. And registering is a much more in-depth process. Again, I can be incorrect, so make sure that you understand the dynamics with your parents and your broker. Now, while searching for a home, you'll have to save a lot of mobile numbers. It can get very confusing because you'll be getting calls from multiple brokers from multiple corners of the city. Save their numbers in a proper format. If you have a number for a broker that's in Koramangala for a 2BHK, name his contact as BKR, that is for broker, BKR-Kora-2BHK-Semi. The semi would stand for semi-furnished. So whenever you get a call, you instantly remember which home is this call about before you even pick it. So you can have a good idea about what to say and what to plan. It makes juggling in between calls very easy. Now, since you'll be hanging around in cheap motels, like I was, you know, I hope you don't, but I was hanging around in cheap motels, make sure you carry your phone, laptops, and expensive gadgets with you. Don't leave them unattended or away from you. You don't know when you'll need them, because you should always be on the go. You know, keep these expensive gadgets with yourself when you're juggling in between motels. Now, when finding your houses, you'll have to constantly test its compatibility with your workplace. Open Google Maps and find your office, and then find the apartment that you will buy. And fix one day extra just for this analysis. Wake up early and open Google Maps at 9 a.m. to see how much traffic is there between 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and in between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. because these are the times when you'll be traveling in between home and office. Then open all the popular cab apps and change the location and see how much does it cost to travel from that house location to your office location. Similarly, go to that place wherever you're planning to get the house and ask the autowalas near your place to check how much does it cost to reach your workplace. And even if, you know, just know, even if there are any autos, because there, in some cases, you don't get autos very easily from where you live, and transportation, it can become a huge problem. So it's not just the house, it is also about if you can travel from that place easily and if you can travel back to that place easily. Don't take home at a place where there is no auto and no cab is coming and there is no service. So you need to consider these factors as well. Moreover, the cost of traveling is an add-on cost to your monthly expense. Now, if you can take a bus, that's great, because there are some days when you can take a bus, but there are also some days when you urgently need to reach home or office. For those emergencies, you must know how much it costs. Otherwise, you know, you'll sit in an auto and realize you don't have cash in your wallet, you know, and not everyone accepts digital payments. See, we are all growing up now and we won't always have our parents to help us do all this research. Therefore, we must have a good estimate about our expenses as well as the correct parameters that influence our decisions. It helps you and your parents both to understand the cost of living in a new far city, and it also helps you to understand the value of money. Well, to be honest, there are a lot of things to tell here, but I think I've mentioned the things that are really important before finding a house. And after knowing these things, you'll have a good start at exploring homes. Again, don't just see your house rent as your expense. You need to add in your Wi-Fi cost, your water and electricity bill, the money it takes to reach office in the morning and come back from office. So if you're getting a place where the electricity and water and Wi-Fi is included, then you are getting a better option, right? So you might say, hey, why is this place so expensive? You know, it's just Wi-Fi and electricity and water. But to be honest, getting all these things installed is a huge headache. And, you know, in the end, you might buy a cheaper house, but adding the cost of your own Wi-Fi, your own electricity and your own water, the actual cost comes out to be same. So make sure that you add all the parameters and then, you know, decide the pros and cons. Of course, it's your own personal choice, and the kind of lifestyle that you live also depends from person to person. It depends from where you are and what your expectations are. And, you know, it's actually very subjective, but I just felt that I should tell all these things because I did not know any of this. Plus, take houses that are near grocery stores and pharmacies. You will need these two on a daily basis. If you can't find something nearby, at least ask the people where is the nearest pharmacy and where is the nearest grocery store. You cannot expect yourself to go to a mall and get your groceries every single day. You know, because life becomes very easy once you start working, you know, and if you'll be staying alone, then you'll have to take care of these things on your own. There will be times when you'll be very confused. So keep in touch with your parents at all times. Keep them updated at all times. And it's actually very important, because if you don't keep them aware and keep them on the same page, you'll end up in arguments with them. You know, so don't say, hey, you don't know, Baba, how things are. You know, you're just sitting there. I am here. You don't know how it's working. No, tell him. Explain him in detail what happened. And there would be times when there'll be, you know, new terms hanging around, you know, when you're talking to people, when you're talking to landlords or brokers. Don't be afraid of asking. Ask everything you don't know. And ask from your parents first. Don't ask random strangers, because, you know, they might, you know, understand the fact that you don't know anything. And, you know, that is a bad thing to have. You know, ask your parents first. You know, your parents would most probably know all of it. The reason is that a lot of students don't really discuss all of these things with their parents. And, you know, parents are so busy in their own lives that, I mean, why would they discuss brokerage fee and, I don't know, semi-furnished and unfurnished houses at the dinner table, right? No one does that. But now you're in that phase when you really need to know all of this. So if you get a doubt, don't be shy to ask your parents. They would most probably know all of it. And, you know, a very minute example is of the term circle rate. You know, as a child, I would hear a lot of people using the word circle rate for estimating their house value in Delhi. And after some research, I realized that in Karnataka, circle rate is called guidance value. And, you know, in Mumbai, it's called ready reckoner rate. Now, if you were in Bangalore, you'd obviously get confused between guidance value and circle rate. Whereas in reality, they are pretty similar concepts. They are similar concepts. So make sure you ask your parents whenever there's a scope of confusion, and have utmost clarity between you, your parents, and the landlords and brokers that you connect with. So I hope this episode helps you, because now that I have discussed about finding a good home, the next episode is going to be about physical fitness. Yes, you know, it's all a part of that. What happens when you turn 22 series, you know, a bunch of things to discuss. And I had the chance to enter gymming for the first time in my life. And to be honest, it was great. You know, I have paused now because all my routine is messed up here in Delhi. I have come back to Delhi and I had too many misconceptions about gymming in particular. And I think a lot of people would have those. Because I was very nerdy. I had never done any sort of physical exercise before, and this was my first time. So, you know, I had huge, huge reality checks. So, I think we'll discuss that in the next episode. And because obviously physical fitness is just as important as your mental, spiritual, and financial strength. So, yes. Okay, we are at 14 minutes. I should end this. Stay tuned, guys, and take care. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 4, season 2. Of Take It Easy.